You're listening to SBS News.
The Rabbitohs mentoring program, Souths Cares, was established in 2006. Its impact in the community has been recognised with $208,000 from the federal government to allow Souths Cares to expand its youth, school and community programs in southwest Sydney. Minister for Health Ken Wyatt says the program is a legacy for future generations.
All of us as adults can still remember players who had an impact on us because they took a moment to either sign an autograph or to just give us some great advice, and that's what this program is about. And I compliment the Rabbitohs on what they do with Souths Care, because in 20, 30 years' time, one of those children will come back and say, "Your comments to me made a difference to my life, and I want to thank you for that."
Indigenous Rabbitohs players past and present have become mentors for young people across Sydney. 5'8", Cody Walker didn't make his NRL debut until he was 26. He hopes his story can help make a difference.
I had to deal with homesickness and things like that, living away from my mum and dad. I was a bit of a mummy's boy and youngest of four boys, so it took me a little while to realise what I wanted to do and how committed I really wanted to be. So I persevered and I didn't get my NRL debut till I was 26, so it took me nearly 9 years, 11 years or something, 10 years to really crack the NRL, and it showed a lot of resilience, it showed a lot of perseverance and things like that, and hopefully I can pass those sort of messages on to young Indigenous kids.
Centre Braden Burns also struggled from homesickness as he chased his dream of becoming an NRL player. He says the initiative allows him to explain the challenges he overcame growing up.
You know, if a kid comes up and they're doing it pretty tough, or if they explain to me that they've grown up pretty tough, you know, I tell them my story and tell them about how, you know, I didn't grow up with my parents and grew up with my grandparents. And if they're in the same sort of boat, I think, you know, it's a strong sort of message for them. And they can see that, you know, someone like myself who's done it, they can probably do the same. And I think it just, you know, motivates them a bit more if that's the case. So I like to share my story and I like to tell kids that they can do it if, they think they can't.
Yaleen Gordon made his NRL debut at the age of 18. His career stalled after a number of off-field incidents. Gordon says his career could have played out differently. Gordon says his career could have played out differently with the help of youth programs.
Oh, definitely. Look, I won't lie, I was probably a little bit arrogant to, you know, there were people who wanted to help, but I definitely think, you know, someone sort of who were to take me under their wing, so to speak, would have made a big difference, you know, because I was, like I said, an 18-year-old making all these decisions and, you know, where, you know, it's just basically me not having any real life experience at that stage, to going, yeah, okay, I'll do this, and then not making it right from my making a wrong decision.
Now, Burns, Walker and Gordon are role models rugby league can be proud of. Adrian Archuli, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.